Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
Presidente, Saturday morning can only mean one freaking thing. One thing, boys and girls, it is time for the Balance Gridiron. My name's Sean Marquis, Al Presidente. So glad that you could join us coast to coast right here on Blog Talk Radio. Got a jam-packed show for you today, so make sure that you stick around for the full 2 hours. You do not want to miss a minute of it. Obviously, we're going to talk some Colts football. We're going to talk some all kinds of college football. And also, back is our Sunday pick. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! Well, it is Saturday morning. It can only mean one thing. It is the Balance Gridiron. So glad that you're on board with us today. Also, right alongside with me is my co-pilot and co-host, man of the hour with his own jersey, Mr. $2 Bill Josh. Joshua, how are we doing today?
I am excited and ready for the gridiron today on this beautiful yet cold Saturday morning.
I can absolutely tell it in your voice. Pump some more coffee in you there, buddy. I tell you what, it is Saturday morning. It is the Balance Gridiron. So glad that you could be along with us. We've got a jam-packed show today. It's going to start things off. No time to waste. And that is the a National League and American League Championship Series. Who's going to go to the World Series? Going to find out here, probably, here in the next couple days. One team that we could definitely find out about is the Texas Rangers. Go up against those Detroit Tigers, who is showing some true grit, trying to get that stuff going in Tigerland. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think the Rangers are going to mix things up a little bit and make it happen. But to talk to us all about the American League Championship Series, Mr. $2 Bill Josh, what's up, my brother?
Well, tonight it's game 6 down in Arlington, Texas. The Detroit Tigers going to that game down 3-2. They do have the American League Triple Crown winner as far as pitching goes. On the mound for the Detroit Tigers, Mr. Justin Verlander. He's a heck of a pitcher. He's maybe the best pitcher in all of Major League Baseball. So that should give the Tigers some comfort that they do have them on the mound. However, at the end of the day, they are in Texas. Texas has the bigger bats. Texas is at home. And Nolan Ryan is the president of the Texas Rangers. And he's quietly put together a pretty good team. Now, I remember back when the regular season was still going on, Tommy, you were talking about how you thought Texas was going to go to the World Series or win the World Series. And I said there's no way it'll be the Red Sox or the Yankees or the Rays. None of those three teams are still around. So we got to give Tom a credit. Maybe we should just start asking you to pick our lottery numbers each week. Because you have an uncanny ability to be right.
Well, I tell you what. You know what that comes from? It's because I am right. I am always right. I know all. And that is why I'm El Presidente. All right, Josh. Going to be a real good game down there in Texas tonight. What are some of the key things that have to happen on both sides of the fence? Let's start with Detroit. What does Detroit got to do to beat the Texas Rangers? Keep this fight alive.
Well, like getting the complete game out of Justin Verlander would be great, but if he can't get a complete game, he certainly needs 7 strong innings. He needs between 8 to 10 strikeouts. He needs to give up fewer than 2 runs. Ordóñez and Cabrera need to keep swinging the bat for the Tigers. They need to keep being aggressive on the bases. They need to take some chances. When you're down 3-2 and it's an elimination game, sometimes you got to take risk on the base path that you might not ordinarily take in the game. And ordinarily in the game, I hate base stealing. But, Tom, I don't think you can beat Texas tonight if you don't steal a few bases.
Well, I tell you what, Detroit had better bring their A game. That's all I can say. All right, on the Rangers side of it, what do the Texas Rangers got to do to seal the deal?
They just need to come out realize they're at home. They're up 3-2. None of the pressure's on them. All the pressure's on the Detroit Tigers. They need to get a strong game out of their pitcher. I don't believe they've announced who it is yet. I believe it might be Moreland. They need to put up 5-6 runs, as Detroit has yet to show they can score more than 5 runs in a game in this series. They need to realize that if they win this game tonight, they're going to the World Series. Also, if they lose this game tonight, it will be the greatest game in any postseason series that you can have is Game 7. But why do people like Game 7? Because in Game 7, anything can happen. The pressure is on both teams. There is no home field advantage in Game 7. A lot of people say you want home field or home court in Game 7, but I don't think such a thing exists in Game 7. But I'm just going to go ahead and tell you now, it will go to a Game 7.
All right, guys, and I tell you what, one thing about it for sure is that the Detroit Tigers aren't going to give up without a fight. And Verlander, if he has anything to say about it, they will be in the World Series 2011. All right, guys, I tell you what, on the other side of the fence, those Cardinals shut down the Brewers. Take a 3-2 series lead. What a game. What a game. How about them freaking Cardinals, Josh? Now, that's my fan hat. My media hat. I may have to just keep my fan hat on because I tell you what, the St. Louis Cardinals are one win away, boys and girls, from, oh, my goodness, going to the World Series again since 2006 with a one and all. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Well, hopefully it can all happen. And I'm really excited to see, the game last night. The Cardinals did shut down the Brewers. I tell you what, the Cardinals are the real deal. St. Louis, I tell you what, they had a shaky start. They got by it. Jaime Garcia takes advantage of 4 errors by Milwaukee to claim a 7-1 victory. That leaves the Cardinals, like I said, just one win away, just like the Texas Rangers, from winning it all and going to the World Series. I tell you what, and we talked at the beginning of the year here, nobody, I don't think anybody thought that the St. Louis Cardinals would make it to the World Series. I tell you, the wild card Cardinals have two tries in Milwaukee to return to the World Series for the first time since 2006. I don't know if you remember that 2006 World Series, Joshua. I do. And it was fantastic. I had an opportunity to go out there to the World Series, the only actual World Series game that I've ever been. But, boys and girls, it is now the postseason, and let's get rolling. If the Brewers have more than a usual hope, I tell you what, the Brewers can win. I think they can. But, and as I've said right here on the show, I'm not climbing off the Brewer bandwagon by any stretch of the imagination. And, you know, I tell you what, when I was up in Milwaukee covering the Milwaukee Mile this year, I tell you what, you could feel the buzz in the city, and everybody was excited about their Brewers. But I tell you what, stuck on 6, boys. Stuck on 6! No team has lost more consecutive games, 6 on the road in postseason play, than the St. Louis Cardinals. The streak began in the controversial Game 6 of the 1985 World Series, otherwise known as the Don Dinger Game. Mr. Josh, I tell you what, I'm really excited. I'm stoked. I'm pumped. I'm ready to watch these Cardinals put it together in Milwaukee and seal the deal. And I'm about to lose my voice first thing on a Saturday morning, but that's okay. Nothing that a little Java cannot cure. But I tell you what, it is back to Milwaukee, Josh. What does the Cardinals got to do to seal the deal?
Well, I've been saying since before the regular season was over that I believe the Cardinals would win the World Series. I think they're the better team. They're more experienced. They have been to the World Series. I just think at the end of the day, they're a better team. But something I think is kind of weird is it seems like in the even number of games in this series, the Cardinals struggle a little bit. In Game 6 is an even number series. But something else I want to talk about in this playoff series, and I can't believe we've yet to mention it, maybe it's short-sightedness on our part. A pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals by the name of Mr. Lance Lynn is from right here in Brownsburg, Indiana, really close to the Bounce Studio. He has a chance to make it to the World Series with the win tomorrow night. Now, I don't believe he's a starting pitcher anymore. I believe he comes out of the bullpen. Tom probably knows a little bit more than I do. But what an awesome accomplishment it would be if we could turn on the World Series right here in Central Indiana and say, I remember when I watched that kid play high school baseball.
I know. Fantastic. Always good to see the hometown boys do well. And you're right, Josh, we missed it. How did we do that? I don't know. And you're absolutely fired from being the guy that knows everything there is to know about everything. Come on, brother. No bobblehead for you, man. No bobblehead for you. You get no bobblehead. Gary and I have been talking about putting together some bobbleheads, some coffee mugs for the balance. Got us a little microphone that we're going to jiggle around. No bobblehead for you, Mr. Joshua. Well, anyway, guys, we're about 5 minutes away from the huddle. That's right. Fantasy football huddle. That's right. Fantasy time, boys and girls. Your fantasies come true right here on Blog Talk Radio on the balance. And I tell you what, Josh, I know we're going to really get into this, but and Mike Daly, owner of Dominion Home Builders, great sponsor here of The Balance, and myself and you, we're going to huddle up. We're going to talk some fantasy football. If you guys have some questions, we're going to open up the phone line, write down the digits, 917-889-8516. That's the number you need to call to get inside the huddle. And we'll be glad to answer all your questions. Give us a call, 917-889-8516. Send us a tweet, capital T, capital B, and then A-L-A-N-C-E, all lowercase. See, that seems like a lot, but really, it's just T-Balance. We're on the website, www.thebalanceonline.com. All right, Josh, we got just a few more minutes left. Molina and Holiday had three hits each for St. Louis. Are they the key to the St. Louis Cardinals going back to the World Series?
They're absolutely the key, but let's not forget about what he used to be one of the killer bees. Now I believe he's the only one in St. Louis. Mr. Lance and Berkman, all three of them are the keys to the St. Louis making it back to the World Series. And I believe if St. Louis makes it back to the World Series, they're going to sweep whoever it is they meet in the World Series.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm excited to see that happen. We've got about 3 minutes left right here before we go into the huddle. And I tell you what does Milwaukee have to do? Real quickly, Josh, we've got about 3 minutes. Take two of those to tell us what does Milwaukee Brewers got to do? Stay alive.
They got to come out with a big first inning in game number six. They got to get the bad taste of the two defeats in Busch Stadium out of their mouth. Maybe they were drinking a bit too much of Budweiser or whatever beer they had down in the stadium in St. Louis. They need to sober up a little bit, start swinging the bat, start making the pitches. They need to come up with a clutch. It seemed like the entire time they were in St. Louis, except for game number five, they struggled to come up with the key hits at the key moments. They got to realize this is game six, the World Series on the berth. This is the last game if the Brewers lose, if they're going to exist in their current formation. Prince Fielder is not coming back to Milwaukee, whereas Pujols might go back to St. Louis. They've got to step up and realize it's now or never. They got to swing the bats. They got to make the clutch plays. They got to get the clutch out in key situations for the pitchers. They just got to show up and play baseball. And if they show up and play baseball in game number six, it might be enough. It might not be enough. But at the end of the day, they need to be able to look their fans in the face and look Prince Fielder in the face during contract negotiations. It said, we love nothing on that diamond. If they can do that, then they're champions in my book, whether they beat the Cardinals or not.
All right, boys and girls. Well, we're going to have to take a break. When we get back, we're going to dive right into the huddle. Fantasy football huddle, that is. Guys, so write down the number, 917-889-8516. This is The Balance Gridiron. It's Saturday morning. So glad you could join us.
That's right. This has got to be the greatest record of the year. Pump up the volume, pump up the volume. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
It's about to be a lot of fun today.
Weather's been nice.
All right. You know what that means. That means it's time for the huddle. You are inside the huddle right here on the Balance Gridiron. Myself and $2 Bill Josh, and joining us anytime here is Mr. Michael Daly. We're going to break down our fantasy picks, our fantasy lineup for the next 30 minutes. We're going to make it happen right here on the Balance Fantasy Football Huddle. All right, Josh, real quickly, tell us about what's going on in the world of fantasy football in your team tonight.
Well, I'm sticking with Cam Newton. However, I just picked up a new quarterback to be my backup this week because I believe in him. And yet again, it's another example where Tom was right. I just picked up Curtis Painter because I think he has a chance to be a decent bye week quarterback when I need him to be. He's not an every week starting quarterback in fantasy football, but I believe I can get by with him for a week, especially if Pierre Garçon is healthy that week.
Okay, Josh. All right, so as we wait here for Michael Daly to give us a call here, hopefully he can get in touch with us real quickly here. What are some of the things, again, I apologize we didn't get our injury reports, but Josh, what's going on in the world of injuries on fantasy football?
Well, Andre Johnson is out for the week. I believe he might be out for the rest of the year. Percy Harvin's banged up a little bit. Derek Ward has left the New York Jets. He's now at the Houston Texans. That's not necessarily injury related. It is something to keep in mind, your mind on when you make picks. Cam Newton appears to be a little bit banged up. He will start this weekend, though. Reggie Wayne has missed a couple days of practice for the Indianapolis Colts, for those who have him on your team. It was said it was personal. Was it actually personal? Was he injured and they just don't want to release it? I don't know. So keep that in mind when you're making out your fantasy lineups. There are some players who disappointed in the season, missed practice due to personal reasons. Tom, do you really think those are personal, or do you think it's an attempt to cover up an injury?
Are you talking about with Kerry Collins? Exactly what Phil Wilson talks about right here on the show. Well, the Balance Wrap-Up, or the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. I don't know. I mean, that's an interesting conspiracy theory. I mean, I don't know. I mean, one would want to know why you're not playing your $4 million quarterback. One would want to know that if you went out there to search a veteran quarterback, the questions would be asked. So certainly one would think that if you're going to change starters, you better have a damn good reason to switch them. So maybe that was it. You know, I don't know. This is the huddle. We want to take your calls. 917-889-8516. Still waiting on Mr. Michael Daly to join us. And we're going to jump right into the fantasy football huddle right now. And when Mr. Daly joins us, he joins us. All right, Josh, quarterbacks. Who's the studs? Who's the duds?
Matt Schaub, Drew Brees, Cam Newton. And last week, Mr. Curtis Painter was in the top five in fantasy football quarterbacks. Nobody thought Curtis Painter could do it. He continues to look good. Although I continue to say, looks like Jeff George. Huge numbers. No wins. But Tom, why don't you tell us about your starting quarterback?
Well, I tell you what, I will get right into my starting quarterbacks, but I also want to welcome to the huddle Mr. Michael Daly of Dominion
Home
Builders.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. Good. How are you doing?
Ready to rock and roll. All right, fantasy football huddle. So glad that you could join us. We're starting with the quarterbacks. All right, Michael, you're up. What's going on in the quarterback world, in your fantasy world?
Well, my quarterbacks are doing real good. Got Tom Brady on one side and Matt Hasselbeck actually doing pretty good this year, backing him up for next week. And then got Michael Vick and Cam Newton backing him up. So, yeah, Jeff George, like or not, Cam Newton's pretty good. And it's good to have a good backup quarterback like him.
Now, speaking of Cam Newton, is he everything that you thought that he was going to turn out to be? I know, Josh, you've got him too as well. So we'll talk a little bit about Cam Newton, because I know there's a lot of fantasy owners that just went out there and nabbed him. Do you think that he was worth every dime?
Oh, yeah. Well, I actually, in the league that I've got him, I picked him up on waivers after the first week.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That was well worth it, yes. That was well worth it.
All righty. All right, Josh, what about you? How's Cam Newton doing for you?
Well, as a fantasy quarterback, he's absolutely worth it as he continues to put up huge stats. If you're asking me as an NFL fan, no, I don't believe he is. He's not shown he can really win yet.
Okay, now that brings up to a very, very interesting thought as we move into week six. One would think that as a fan, and because a fantasy football huddle is, fantasy football is all about the fan, one would think that they go hand in hand. So why would there be any difference, Josh, in the fact that as a fan and the type of NFL player that he really is?
Well, as a fan, you want your team to win. You want all the teams that you follow to win and have good seasons. Whereas the fantasy football owner, I really don't care if the Colts go 0-16 as a fantasy football owner, as long as Wayne and Clark put up big numbers. Or if the Panthers go 1-15, as long as I continue to get my 20, 25 points a week out of Cam Newton, I really don't care what their actual team does. It's more about the individual, not the team.
All righty. Well, I tell you what, one thing is for sure. We're going into week six, boys and girls, and fantasy football is really under full swing. We talked a little bit about the injuries. We talked a little bit about some of the acquisitions that are going on. Real quickly, and we're going to get into some of these matchups, Michael, what do you think is the hottest quarterback out there right now?
I would have to say Aaron Rodgers. He's putting up some huge numbers.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is absolutely – so, guys, if you do have Aaron Rodgers, ride that puppy all the way to the sunset, because I'm going to tell you what, he is on a roll. And chances are, if you're any type of fantasy football owner at all, if you've got Aaron Rodgers, you're not going to get rid of him. And chances are he's not out there to pick up. But if you have him.
Yeah, I actually had him last. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I actually had him last year, and I really wanted him this year because he was just a points machine last year. But he went early, and I knew he would, so I really didn't anticipate getting him. I wanted to load up on some running backs quickly. So He comes at a high price. Somebody like him does come at a high price. That's the thing about fantasy football is you gotta really weigh things out. You might want somebody, you might want some want them bad, but you gotta always have to think about what price you gotta pay.
You're absolutely right about that. And one thing about it is, you know, you got to let your team, you've got to allow your team to develop. A lot of times, and we've talked about this right here on the huddle before, a lot of times, and many, many times, you pick up a quarterback and you think he's going to be all that. Give you an idea, give you an example. In one of my leagues over right here on the Balance Fantasy League, you know, I've got Josh Freeman and Ryan Fitzpatrick. Okay, last week I played Josh Freeman and set Ryan Fitzpatrick. And Josh Freeman just hit the tank and really didn't do anything that he was panned out to be. But I do know for a fact that Josh Freeman is a fantastic quarterback to have on board. All right, kiddos, I tell you what, we are going to go ahead and just talk about some of the matchups going on this weekend. And obviously, toward the end of the show, myself and $2 Bill Josh, it's Sunday picks. We'll be back with all those picks later on, and we'll get all of those picks together for you. Now we got some key matchups that are going on in the fantasy football world arena, and so we're going to start around the clock with Josh, and then go to you, Mike, on who do you start and who's the key matchups for fantasy football. Josh, go.
Well, this week I'm actually going to do something that's going to shock a lot of people. I'm going to say Cam Newton and start Curtis Painter against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay. Michael. Okay, Michael, it helps if I turn on your mic. Mike, you're going to have
what?
Mike's went on.
Yes.
Mike, sorry. So go ahead. Go, buddy.
Okay,
start all over.
Sorry. Okay, yeah, I wouldn't advise that one, but you know, whatever suits you. Actually, I've got Michael Vick starting instead of Cam Newton, but it's a close call. The only reason I'm not starting Cam Newton is because they're down in Atlanta, and Atlanta can just be a beast at home. And I think Michael Vick playing at Washington is going to be a little bit better matchup there. In my other league, Tom Brady, he's always a starter. You know, Matt Hasselbeck is actually having a great year, very good year. But, you know, he's a great backup, but he's never going to take the place of Tom Brady.
Oh, and I'm absolutely right. You can never take Tom Brady's place. Just like you could never take Peyton Manning's place, but Curtis Painter is trying to do it. And, guys, you know what? Seriously. And Josh, you brought up a very good point a while ago. Let's look at him as a viable bye week quarterback, okay? Not as your starting quarterback, but as a viable someone that you might want to look at for a bye week pickup. And chances are he's out there. Hey, we're going to take your questions. 917-889-8516 is the digits to get inside the huddle. Myself, Michael Daly, and $2 Bill Josh will help you get your lineup set for week 6. When we get back, we'll talk about some of the actual matchups that are going on in fantasy football and kind of break down and kind of dissect those different types of games. We'll be right back. This is the Balanced Gridiron on Saturday morning.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, G-Balance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Five.
Fantasy Football Huddle, and myself, $2 Bill Josh, and I tell you what, the man who always has a plan, Michael Daly of Dominion Home Builders. Mike, I do want to take a quick second, since you are a very, very important also sponsor of The Balance, and we always like to make sure that we put that information out there, because look outside. It might be nice right now, but I can tell you, it is, winter is on the way. And Mr. Mike Daly, you can help people out with that. Am I wrong?
Oh, no, you're definitely not wrong with that.
All right.
For one thing, before this, before the winter comes up, a lot of people need new roofs. And right now is the time to do it. It's, like you said, it's getting colder. Roofing is one of those things that needs to be done before the winter. You get in the middle of December or January, and all of a sudden your roof starts leaking, and yeah, it is covered with snow. You got some problems, and so we're doing a lot of re-roofs right now. Storm damage, of course. We've had storms all over the state, and then when winter does come up, that's time for the interior projects. I'll tell you the thing about interior projects. A lot of people want to get it done during the summertime, but everybody's busy then. You get it done during the wintertime, you're probably going to get a little bit better price break because nobody can really do the outside work.
All right, Mr. Mike Daly of Dominion Home Builders. Michael, you know what? You're one heck of a dude. And plus, you know your fantasy football. How can one get in touch with you to have you come out to their house and spend some time walking around their house and checking things out and seeing if they need your services? Right, and you don't charge anything. You don't even charge them gas to come out, do you? As long as you don't charge them anything unless you say go to work, right?
Well, yeah, except unless somebody wants a evaluation of you know, some people just have no idea about what they're going to need in their house or at what time. They have no idea about home maintenance. In that kind of situation, we charge a very small fee for going out and just evaluating those things, maybe set them in order and give them kind of a schedule for the foreseeable future about, you know, what kind of things they might need to get done. And then they get that discount if they do end up using this. So they end up getting the money back for that. But that's more of an evaluation type of thing. It's more time consuming. But to just go out and look at a problem, things like that, no, we never charge for that. And we have lots of years of experience, too, to be able to put behind it.
Well, there you go, guys. If you Dominion Home Builders, Mr. Michael Daly. Mike, how do they get a hold of you?
317-523-8414. 317-523-8414.
All right, kiddos. That's how you do it. Mr. Michael Daly, Dominion Home Builders. All right. We move on back into the huddle, guys. We'd love to take your calls. We'd love to have you inside the huddle. 917-889-8516 is the digits. Well, it's week 6, fantasy football. Some of the key matchups that are going on. And what we're going to do real quickly here is we're going to just kind of go around the clock here, and I'm going to give you a matchup. You guys tell me what you think about it. Alex Smith versus Sam Bradford at St. Louis. Josh, go.
I think Alex Smith wins that matchup hands down.
Okay. Any reason behind that?
I just think Alex Smith is a better quarterback, and Jim Harbaugh hasn't played great football.
All right. Michael Daly.
Yeah, I think are you having trouble hearing me?
No, we're good. I'm having trouble turning on your mic.
Oh, that's what it is. I think Sam Bradford's a very good quarterback. That's why a lot of people picked him up. But St. Louis has really been having troubles lately, though. And Bradford struggled a little bit, and I just think Jim Harbaugh's got people going out in San Francisco. I think he's got Alex Smith living more up to his potential than what he has been in recent years.
All right. I tell you what. Here's my thoughts, and that's why I save my thoughts for last, because they say the best is for last, and I have proven that I know it all. I am the guy, El Presidente. When it comes to fantasy football advice, take it or leave it. I'm just saying, which, by the way, self-promotion here. Make sure you check out my blog, my personal blog, El Presidente, on www.balanceonline.com. And in a minute, we'll talk a little bit about the daily news on Dominion Home Builders. Now, there's a blog for you. And maybe we can get Mr. Joshua to start putting up a blog as well. I'm just saying, click that tab. All right, Alex Smith, Sam Bradford. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Green Bay throttles Bradford in his feeble offensive line while Alex Smith has an ugly matchup. I don't like that matchup. I just think he has a lot more talent to work with than Bradford, and sometimes you have to go with your talent over the matchup. But I would go with Smith. Alex Smith, go with him on the pickup. All right, one more quarterback. We got to move on into the running backs. Michael Vick, popular person to talk about, and versus Cam Newton. We've all obviously already talked about Cam Newton a little bit, but Michael Vick versus Cam Newton, Mr. Josh.
I'm going to go with Michael Vick just because he has a better matchup if he can stay healthy.
All right, Michael Daly.
Yep, totally agree. That's my two quarterbacks in one of my leagues, and I'm really wanting to start Cam Newton. But Vic is a veteran. He's got a better matchup. Cam Newton's got a really tough this week, and I just think I think Vic is the one to go with.
Well, I would agree with that. You know, how can we overlook Vic's incredible performance last year against the Redskins? Vic is backed into a corner, and despite the turnovers, he's been putting up some pretty good fantasy points. And right now he is kind of a fantasy stud. I'm not a big fan of him on the field right now, but, you know, as far as fantasy football goes, he's a stud. And, you know, Newton, you know, we talked about Newton a little bit a while ago. And the thing about Newton is he will get you points. There's nothing wrong with that, and you'll be happy. But if I have to pick between the two, I like Vic in this matchup. I definitely would go with Michael Vick. So I think, guys, I think our agreement is Michael Vick. All right, going on to running backs. All right, Joshua, Delone Carter, Indianapolis versus Ryan Grant, Green Bay. What do you think?
I'm going to go with Carter. I don't really like the matchup for Grant, and I expect with Carter to get his first start tomorrow, he'll go over 100 yards against that weak Cincinnati defense.
And you know what? You're probably right on that, and I think that's probably a good conversation to have about that. Michael Daly.
Well, I'm going to go with Carter also. Reason being, Ryan Grant, he's really kind of overrated. He doesn't his numbers aren't really all that high, and he does get injured a lot. Also, Delone Carter, yeah, I agree with him going against Cincinnati defense. I hope he doesn't do all that good because I'm actually he's one of my opposing teams this week. But I think I like him going against Cincinnati defense. Cincinnati's secondary is very tough against the pass. That's another reason why I like going with the run against Cincinnati.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I like Carter in this. When we're talking about these two running backs, I like Carter. I mean, this matchup simply comes down to touches. And Adai's hurt. Well, we think he's hurt. We don't know. But I'm going to say my money's going to be on Carter. And I'm not sure how much of the load Grant is going to carry. But based on recent evidence, I don't think it'll be that much. And as we know, Carter will see the goal line and has more of an upside than the Colts' other option, Donald Brown. I don't even want to get into that conversation today. Adai, Brown, Carter. The whole Colts thing, and we're going to get into that a little bit later on today in the show, obviously with Super Colts fan calling in right at 10 o'clock Eastern. So we'll get into that whole thing. But my pick is Carter. All right, moving on down the line, D'Angelo Williams versus Ernest Graham, Mr. Joshua.
Is set them both an option? I don't think either one of them are going to have a good game tomorrow.
Okay. Josh is like, I'm out. I fold. I got nothing for you. All right, Michael Daly, what do you got?
I have to admit, I'm really not up on that one that much. But, Ernest Graham is kind of hard telling. You know, he hasn't had that many touches for a while because of the running back situation there. But LeGarrette Blount has actually been in there, and of course, he's hurt this week. Graham is going to be out to prove something, though. So you may end up seeing a real good day from him.
Well, one thing is for sure. Not many things are certain in fantasy football, I'll put it that way. But we do know that Graham is going to get the majority of carries for Tampa Bay Bucs on Sunday. Can you say Sunday, Sunday, Sunday? Love saying that. That just, like, gives me, like, the chills. Remember the old wrestling thing? That's where that comes from. For Josh, you probably don't remember the real SmackDown on Sunday, 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 or the big truck. Anyway, I digress. I get that. I understand that. But what I can't say about Williams and the Carolina Panthers, Newton is the goal line back, and Williams is averaging almost 9 carries per game. I go with Graham on this one, and that would be my pick on this one. Moving on down, Felix Jones against Ryan Teran with Washington, Mr. Joshua.
I would go with Felix Jones. He should have a pretty good game down there for the Cowboys.
Michael Daly.
I'm sorry. I did not catch that, Tom. I got distracted by something.
Felix Jones or Ryan Teran with Washington? Who do you go with?
That's kind of a toss-up. I like Felix Jones. I've got him on my bench. sounds like I like him a whole lot. I won't even start him. But, yeah, I like Felix Jones a lot. Terrain, you know, when people have kind of went crazy about Terrain lately because of, injuries, he's gotten stuck in the lineup. But, you know, when he was starting before, he really didn't put up that good of numbers. He was on national TV putting up good numbers against the Colts, and, you know, like most running backs do. And that kind of put him pretty high on people's radars, but he never did put up that good of numbers, so I'd have to say probably Felix Jones.
All righty. Well, speaking of the Colts, we certainly want to move on. And the wide receivers, we want to make sure we get everybody in, because coming up here at 9:45, Evan Williams is going to talk a little Purdue football with us, and also a little bit of St. Louis Cardinals as well. So we do want to move on. But Pierre Garçon versus Victor Cruz. Joshua.
Pierre Garçon, he continues to be Curtis Painter's go-to guy.
I absolutely agree with that. Go ahead, Mr. Michael.
Yeah, I agree slightly. Victor Cruz has also been very impressive lately. But, yeah, Pierre Garçon is the go-to guy. He hasn't had a lot of catches in the last two games. Last time, I think he got 5 catches against Tampa Bay at 2, although they were huge ones. But, he can make a big play. So, against Cincinnati's defense, though, I mean, they are pretty tough in secondary. I think it really comes down to who they decide to key on. Are they going to key on Reggie Wayne, or are they going to key on Pierre Garçon? And I think that's going to make a big difference, because if they go to – if they start keying on Pierre Garçon, obviously that's going to leave Reggie Wayne open, and he's going to have a huge day. If it goes the other way around, then it'll be the other way around.
Well, and the other way around, it'll be the other way around. That's how it is. That's our new slogan around here. The other way around, it'll be the other way around. I like Garçon, guys. Obviously, he's been a favorite quarterback of Curtis Painter. Favorite wide receiver of quarterback Curtis Painter. I like him. Cruz is certainly an exciting talent. Don't get me wrong, Michael Daly. But we'll go with I like the guy with the better track record on this one. Go with Croissant. One more wide receiver. We've got to move on down the list here as we wait anxiously for Evan Williams to give us a call. We're going to talk Purdue football with him. So I'll tell you what, he got a great blog, and we're going to talk to him about that when he gets on the air here. Lance Moore, Michael Crabtree, real quickly, Mr. Josh.
I would go with Crabtree if I expect the Niners to shout the Lions tomorrow.
All right, Michael Daly.
Lance Moore, I've had him the entire year. I drafted him. I expect a lot more of him. The problem he has on that team is there's too many targets. Marcus Colston's back, and he's getting a lot of attention. Jimmy Graham's having a great year. Darren Sproles is doing great. It's just so many mouths to feed, and I think that's where he's running into trouble there.
All right. Well, we're going to do one more wide receiver, guys, and we got to get out of here. Evan Williams, great blogger, great kid out of Purdue University. He's going to be on the air with us and talk some Purdue football. Good game lined up for them today. And also, hey, I tell you what, just because of the fact he's a Cardinal fan and I'm a Cardinal fan, Michael Daly, we're going to talk some St. Louis Cardinals with him as well. All right, guys, real quickly, Darius Hayward Bay hyphen. What dude has a hyphen in their name? But that's a whole other discussion for a whole other day. Dude, grab a pair. Pick a name. Versus David Nelson. Which one, Josh? Josh. All right. Maybe not Josh. I don't know what happened to Josh. Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I tried to pick up Darius Averbay this week, and somebody else grabbed him before I did. It would have been nice to put him in my lineup. I think he's putting up some good numbers now. But you also got Lewis Murphy who's about ready to get going in Oakland. I'm not sure whether he's cleared today or not, but that might take a little bit of attention away from Bay and make him have a little smaller numbers. I like David Nelson. I've got him starting, actually. I think with the injuries on that team, I can't remember who the other receiver is right offhand, but I think Nelson's going to be getting a lot more targets. They got a high-powered offense. I think they're going to be going to him a lot more often. I think I like David Nelson just slightly. It's a close one, though.
Well, I tell you what, real quickly, and then we're going to have to wrap up the huddle, guys. But I tell you what, one thing is the injury to Donald Jones should force Ryan Fitzpatrick, and I like him a lot. Here's the thing. I like Nelson in this whole pickup, the guy with the hyphen. Yep, that's true. So, guys, you know what? That's going to do it for the huddle. And, Michael Daly, we appreciate you joining us. Real quickly, one more time.
Thanks,
sir. How can they get a hold of you at Dominion Home Builders?
317-523-8414.
All right, guys, that's going to do. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to repeat it.
Go ahead, repeat it. Hurry up.
317-523-8414.
All right, guys. Michael Daly, Dominion Home Builders, obviously one of our expert panel guys with Fantasy Football Huddle. When we get back, we're going to jump right into some Purdue football. Going to talk with Evan Williams, great blogger out there at Purdue, when we get back.
That's right, dude's got to be the greatest record of the year. Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, check it out.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
You are back. It is the Balance Gridiron, coast to coast. And I am so glad that you decided to spend your Saturday morning with us. Grab a cup of Java. It's about to get good. We're going to talk to Evan Williams. And Mr. $2 Bill Josh is with us as well. And we're going to talk to you about some Purdue football. So without further ado, Mr. Evan Williams, are you with us, sir?
I'm here, Tom.
All right. Are you awake?
Yeah, I've been up.
I know this is early for college kids. We appreciate you taking some time to jump in on board with us today. First of all, without further ado, how about those freaking Cardinals?
I was pretty excited last night. They're playing awesome right now, and I hope they can keep it going and win one more game and get back to the World Series.
Oh, man, I tell you what, that would be fantastic. Now, what do you think is going to happen on the part of St. Louis to seal the deal against Milwaukee and go back to the World Series for the first time since 2006?
I think Edwin Jackson's starting Game 6, and he's just going to have to limit the Brewers' offense. They've got a lot of talented hitters, Ryan Braun, Prince Fielder, Corey Hart. They just got to limit them because I think St. Louis' offense is going to really have a big game. They're facing Markham, who's had a lot of struggles in the postseason. So I think as long as Jackson can limit the offensive opportunities for the Brewers, that St. Louis is in a really good position to win.
Now, you are a huge Cardinal fan. I'm a huge Cardinal fan. Josh, on the other hand, he's kind of rooting for the American League. I don't know where these American League guys come from. But Mr. $2 Bill, Josh, you got any brain cheesers for Mr. Evan Williams?
Well, not as it relates to the St. Louis Cardinals, other than to say that I hope the Cardinals do win tomorrow night, as I did pick them to win the World Series before the playoffs ever got started. But what about Purdue's chances going up the Happy Valley today, Evan?
I think it's going to be a very tough game for Purdue. It's always tough playing on the road, and especially playing at Happy Valley. It's huge stadium, lots of fans packed in there. And Penn State is a very good football team. They're 5-1 right now. They've had some struggles offensively. I mean, their two Big Ten games so far, they put up 13 points against Iowa, 16 against IU. But they do have a very, very good defensive squad. So I think it's going to be a really tough game for Purdue.
Now, here's the thing. Purdue had a – and I want to go back a couple games here just because it was such a huge game and such a huge loss. The loss to Notre Dame, do you think that that had any effect on Purdue moving forward? Obviously, they had a fantastic game last week against Minnesota. What are your thoughts on how that affects a team when you lose to a team like Notre Dame and just really got control the whole game? And to come back and just really do the opposite to Minnesota, not that Minnesota is that great of a team, how do you keep that momentum going that you created last week and that something happened? What do you think was the biggest problem with Purdue against Notre Dame, and what did they do to correct that against Minnesota, and what are they doing to fix that against this game, Evan?
Well, I think against Notre Dame not much went right. They struggled on offense and defense, and I really think they were embarrassed after that game. I don't think the players, the fans, anyone was expecting it to be that one-sided. Notre Dame's a very good team, obviously, but I still didn't expect it to be as bad of a game as it was. So I think against Minnesota, they wanted to come out Big Ten opener and prove that they're a good football team and they can win games. So they just took control of the game right from the start, and they never let Minnesota into the game. They were doing everything right on offense. They were limiting Minnesota on defense. So I think what Purdue needs to do is they need to take control of the game early. I don't think they play very good when they're behind. So I think the key to being successful and having a chance today against Penn State is to take control of the game early.
Josh?
I think Purdue has a slight chance in this game just because Penn State doesn't necessarily have a great quarterback, and Caleb Turbo should be playing pretty good for the Boilermakers. It's really going to be up to the defense to step up. They got to get the running game going. While I say Purdue has a chance, I like KI saying I don't even believe Purdue has a chance to beat Penn State. I just think Penn State will win this game by two or three touchdowns.
Well, I tell you what, one thing for sure, Penn State has a very good defense, and they have a very, very, very good team. Now, what are the keys that Purdue has to do going into Happy Valley to make it not so happy for the Nittany Lions, Evan?
I think offensively they just need to execute their plays, and what I'd like to see is the offense use Turbush's arm. He's got a very good arm. He's probably the best throwing quarterback on the team. And I'd like to see him throw some longer passes. Guys like Gary Butt and Tavian Edison, they're really fast. They can get down the field. I think the weapons are there. They just need to take the chance and throw the long ball sometimes. And then on defense, I think it's just not making mistakes. Sometimes I think coverage breaks down over the middle of the field, and that's what really gets the blows. I think they can just limit the receivers from Penn State. Penn State's without their number one receiver, Derek Moy. He has a foot injury, so he's going to be out today. But I thought they have a very good receiving core, even though they do have some problems at quarterback. But I think they can still hurt the Boilers if they aren't doing a very good job of covering today.
All right, Josh, now I know that we all follow Purdue a lot right around here. Now, Josh, what kind of questions do you have? We're talking with Evan Williams, great blogger up there from Purdue, student at Purdue University. Blogs a blog called Bleeding Gold and Black. You can find that on bleedinggoldandblack.com. Is that correct, Evan?
Blogspot.com, yeah.
Okay, blogspot.com. Go ahead, Josh. Do you have any questions for Evan?
Do you know if the Boilers have ever won up in Happy Valley? I can't remember them ever winning up there, but it doesn't mean they haven't.
I'm not sure. I've looked at the past games, and it's been a while, because Penn State's really dominated the matchups the past couple of years.
All right, now, like I said, we're talking to Evan Williams, blogger, about Purdue. He has a great blog called Bleeding Gold and Black. Tell us about your most recent blog. You posted it just a couple days ago. Tell us about that blog and your thoughts behind that.
What won, the football or the basketball?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're on football.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just covering, you know, kind of recapping the Minnesota game. I hinted that the running game was very good. A lot of guys got touches. Ralph Bolden, Akeem Shavers have been good all season, and freshman Raheem Mostert scored his first career touchdown that game. The defense was very solid that game. They did not give Minnesota a chance at all. Ricardo Allen took a interception back for a touchdown. That's the third of his career already, and he's just a sophomore. Guys like Dwayne Beckford, Will Lucas, they led the team in tackles. Freshman Ryan Russell recovered two fumbles on the day. They just Purdue was just dominant that game. Anyone watching that knew that Minnesota did not have a chance. Purdue was just firing on all cylinders on offense and playing tough defense against the Golden Gophers.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be a good game, and this is a good matchup between two teams. Now, one of the things that head coach Danny Hope has to do, he has to prepare for two different quarterbacks. How do you think that's going to change for his game strategy?
I think the defense will do all right with it since Purdue runs with two quarterbacks. They use Caleb Turbush and Robert Marv. So I think since there's some familiarity there, the defense will do all right. It'll be tough switching between McGloin and Bolden, but I think Purdue can do it because since they're familiar with the two quarterback system.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Both of the quarterbacks out there at Penn State might be able to run some of the same plays in theory. But for those who have watched Penn State and have seen the different offensive on the field, when Bolden is on the field, he's often under pressure, and his receivers rarely come up with a big catch. So really, Purdue's defense has to really step it up. Now, what are some of the things that Purdue's defense, Evan, has to do to make sure that they I think they could be the turning point of this game. So what does Purdue's defense have to do today?
I think if the D-line can get to Bolden, they can force some turnovers and force them to make some bad plays. So I think the guys up front, Kwon Short, Bruce Gast, and Gerald Gooden, they have to be a force in the backfield, and they have to get back there and pressure on Bolden. I think if they do that, that can really help out Purdue. It could change the momentum of the game if they come up with a big turnover. I think the defense has to play well in this game for Purdue to have a chance to win.
Oh, absolutely, and I think that's the key to the game here. And, I look for another stellar outing from Penn State, and I think Penn State's defense is going to really be in the face of Purdue's quarterback, whichever one they decide to play. but still, certainly, I just think that if Purdue can defense can show up today and can really get in the face of whichever quarterback that Penn State uses, for that matter, I think you're going to look for a game turning situation. Josh, one last question for Mr. Evan Williams.
Do you think that Purdue has to have this game in order to make a bowl game, or do you think they'll have enough other games they can win and still lose this one and make a bowl game?
This game would help. I mean, if Purdue could get a victory today, that would be huge in their chances of making a bowl, but I don't necessarily think it's vital for them to make a bowl. But, I mean, obviously a win here today would put forth a lot of momentum going into the remainder of the Big Ten schedule, and it would really help out their chances.
All right, guys, we've been talking to Evan Williams, blogger, Bleeding Gold and Black. Great blog. Check it out. Now, Evan, I take pride in making sure that I ask the most in-depth questions to our guests. But if I miss anything, is there anything you'd like for our listeners to know about Purdue, your blog, anything?
I just think people can't give up on Purdue yet. You know, I think a lot of people after the Notre Dame game were kind of saying, oh, it's the same Purdue team we saw last year that finished 4-8. And I think this team has a lot of talent, and it's just execution. And if they can make their plays, I think this team can win some games.
All right. Evan Williams, Bleeding Gold and Black. All right. How can they find your work? Stalk you on Facebook and Twitter? How can they find you, Evan?
Well, my blog's Bleeding Gold and Black at blogspot.com. And then on Twitter, you can follow me at Evan_Williams25. I'm on Twitter a lot, and I tweet a lot about Purdue and all my writings on there. So those are the ways you can find my work.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Evan Williams. You're always welcome. Do not be a stranger on the balance. I hope you have a good weekend. Boiler
Thanks,
up.
Thanks, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. All right. Yep. We'll see you.
See ya.
All right. Evan Williams. Bleeding Gold and Black. Check out his blog. Great. Like I said, one of the great things about our show is we really bring the fan alive. And our whole premise of our show was totally developed with the fan's point of view. And so glad that you could join us right here on a Saturday morning. Java up, guys. Because coming up next, Super Colts fan, Mr. Brian. Jensen, whatever the heck his last name. I'm sure he's going to correct me when he gets on the air, Josh. And we're going to talk some Colts football. We got a lot to talk about, or maybe we don't have so much to talk about. But one of the things, we talked about it with Phil Wilson right here on this show, Mathis, Wayne? Wayne to Buffalo? Mathis to the Jets? I don't know. We're going to dive into that subject when we get back on the Balanced Gridiron.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balanced and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
You're back on the Balanced Gridiron. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Right alongside me is Mr. $2 Bill Josh. So glad that you could join us here on a Saturday morning. Well, one thing is for sure, it's the time to talk Indianapolis Colts with Super Colts fan Mr. Brian Jensen.
Peter, you just pooped all over the bed.
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
And that is exactly what the Indianapolis Colts are doing. They are pooping for real. But I think they can turn it around, Mr. Brian Jensen. I got your last name right. So glad that you can join us right here on the ballot. The Balanced Gridiron. All right, buddy. This is the time of the week where we say our prayers. We begin to say our blessings. And whatever else we've got, whatever other God, football, mighty football God that we have to pray to figure out what the heck is going on with our Colts. So, guys, let's just dive right into it. Colts, Bengals, Brian, what are your thoughts?
I have no idea what in the world is going on. We looked so good against Kansas City the first half, and then it's like we went in the locker room. And we're like, okay, we need to slow this down. We're doing too good, and then we come out second half and just blow it. I just don't understand how that can happen against the Kansas City Chiefs. And, Painter looked good. Looked good the first half, and I was like, all right, here we go, And we just come out the second half, and nothing was connecting. The defense wasn't doing good. And it's just like we can't keep momentum, all through the game. And, if we just kept momentum all through one game, we could get the win. But it's just I don't understand. It's like, we're missing Peyton Manning, but he doesn't play defense. So how do we give up all those points in the second half? I don't understand it. And, you're down there after the game and you hear, questions from the fans, and it's just like, wow, is this really happening? 0-5, I can't believe that Peyton Manning has this much of an effect, but it's not just him, it's the defense too. And, if we can just keep, the momentum going all throughout the game, through the entire game, we'll get that win. But I don't understand what in the world is going on. It's just unreal.
All right, Josh, I tell you one thing. We've got to figure something out. I know you're just biting at the bit here to jump in this conversation with me and Brian. So, Josh, take it away.
Well, over in the section that I had my season tickets in, the impression was, and I don't know if you share this feeling or thought, Brian. I'm not sure I share it yet. I'm going to have to see if this happens again. a lot of fans thought the Colts went into the locker room at halftime and Coach Caldwell goes, good job, we have a lead at halftime. Don't you dare win this football game. Don't dare risk the chance at drafting Andrew Luck, the hair replacement, to Peyton Manning by winning this ball game. Because everything they were doing right in the first half, they just stopped doing it in the second half. They had the air game going. They stopped throwing the football. They had some nice defensive scheme mix-up in the first half. For the first time, they mixed up their looks, and they stopped. Do you think that's what it was, or what do you think it was?
You know, I mean, what you said about, you know, going into the locker room at halftime, I was going to let you say that. I don't want to say it. But that's kind of like my feelings about it, too. I think that's a lot of fans, you know, that's their feeling, too. I mean, the saying right now going around Indianapolis, I'm sure it's going around Minnesota and, you know, some other cities, is who's going to suck for Luck. And it's like, you know, really? I mean, it's going to be this bad? I mean, you would think that some people are getting fired over this, you know? I mean, that we can't let this happen. But, I mean, you know, I mean, I really have no I have no explanation for what is happening. I mean, it's like it's, you know, it's kind of like it's true. I mean, we come in, you know, at halftime, we have this big lead against a not even mediocre team, and we just completely blow it. And it's like, we came out of the locker room, it's not even the same team. You know, and so, it's the same players, it's just not the same team. And it's like, well, really?
You know, I hear what you guys are saying, and here's the thing, and I am not a conspiracy theorist. Are you guys actually suggesting, actually making the implication that the Colts went in at halftime and said, throw the game? I mean, let's call it what you guys are saying. Are you saying that that's what the Colts said?
You know, I don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it. I mean, you can't sit there and say that it kind of looked like that. But, you know, I don't want to think that, no. I really don't want to think that. But, you know, part of you is looking at the situation. It's like, you know, how? How can, you know, it has to. But the other half's like, no, who would do that? You know, and more of me looks at it like, you know, why would we do that? You know, why would we do that? I mean, I don't really know. But, I mean, that going around Indianapolis, that was pretty much the way, you know, a lot of fans felt. I mean, you know, coming out of the game and walking through, you know, under the bridge down there and walking back to the hotel. I mean, that's all I heard in conversations is, wow, we're really wanting Andrew Luck. We're really wanting Andrew Luck. I mean, how can we blow it? How can we blow it? It's like, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I hope that's not it. But, I mean, I hope we get Andrew Luck, but I don't want to go by doing it this way.
Well, here's the thing, guys. Let's look at the other side of the coin here. There's no guarantee of luck. I mean, none. I mean, look at Little Manning. I mean, he was drafted by the Chargers, didn't want to play for the Chargers, went to the Giants. We're also totally forgetting about a whole nother scenario here, guys. Luck might stay in college. Come on now. They are not going to say throw the game based on a possibility of. No. I don't buy it, guys. Here's what's happening. For whatever reason, the Colts are not gelling as a team. They are not executing. They are not doing it what it takes as a team. But I do not buy for 1 minute that the Indianapolis Colts are talking in the locker room about, oh, let's throw this game. Let's just call it a day. No. Any team. Let's not even say it's the Indianapolis Colts. Why isn't Kansas City doing that? Why didn't Kansas City say that? Kansas City beat us. Why didn't they go in to the locker room and say, hey, guys, we're on the road here. It's okay if we lose. And by the way, the Colts need a win. We need luck. Come on.
Yeah.
Bull crap. Teams are not. They are not executing as a team. They're not gelling as a team. There's only two people gelling right now, and that's Pierre Cosson and Curtis Painter. Say what you want.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. Josh?
I would like to share that sentiment, and I cannot fathom the idea that the expression "the royal of this game" actually was uttered. I'm going to have to continue to see how they do it the second half of the game. What it completely shocked me, no, this is the same general manager and team president who threw away a perfect season at home in the third quarter to the New York Jets. But it is a totally other realm of possibility. No, I don't think it happened. I do think Tom's right. They're just not gelling. But I also think if Caldwell can't get the ship righted, don't use the excuse of Manny's not there. True, Manny's not there. They're all professional athletes. If Caldwell can't get this ship right, it's time to see if somebody else in my coaching staff can.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I'm the kind of person that looks at the glass half full and half empty too. I mean, I can see both sides, and I'm not sitting here saying that I think the game was thrown. I mean, but I can see this other fan's perspective as far as, wow, that I can't believe they threw that game. I can see where they're coming from on that, but I don't believe that it was. But I can see both sides of the story. You know, so I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, I see more of, you know, how do we blow that? How do we blow any other game? We had the Pittsburgh game. We it's just something ain't right there, and you know, it's. Not just one person can just make up the, you know, the entire team like that. I mean, you know, we never expected Painter to be like this. Okay, and, you know, like you said, you know, Painter and Garcon is just, you know, that's just, you know, perfect right there. And, you know, the rest of the team, I mean, they need to come together and, you know, start playing, you know, I mean, the full game. And just, yeah, something's not right there. I mean, you got to go back to the coaching staff, and you know, I mean, I like, you know, I'm not a big fan of Caldwell, but I like him. But I mean, 0-5. I mean, you know, just one guy cannot make this much difference. I mean, you know, I expected maybe at this point to be maybe 1-4, 2-3, but I mean, not 0-5. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, something has to change. And if it continues like this, then, yeah, I think maybe some of the coaches need to go.
All right, guys, we got to take a break. When we get back, we're going to break down what's got to happen for the Colts to beat the Bengals coming up. The Colts, the Bengals, we're going to talk about it. We're going to break it down. Myself, Super Colts fan, Mr. Brian Jensen, of course, $2 Bill Josh.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balanced and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, TBalance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Phenomena. All right, kids, we're back. It's the Balanced Gridiron Saturday morning. So glad that you could be right here with us. We got a lot to break down. And I'm coming up here at 10:30, Mr. Gary Snyder of the Gary L. Snyder Show, which, by the way, guys, so glad that you guys are understanding what's going on with us every day between 5 and 6 p.m. You're like, what is going on here? Changing things around. Yeah, we're moving the furniture around a little bit, but, hey, it's the same show. We just got a little different look. So join us Monday through Friday right here on the Balance Radio Network, coast to coast, for the Balance / Gary Snyder Show, 5 to 6 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. And we talk sports, we talk politics, pop culture, all those worlds collide. So Gary Snyder will be on with us at 10:30, and who knows what's going to happen when he's on the air. All right, Josh, $2 bill, Josh, the man with the plan. Along with me also is Mr. Brian Jensen, Supercoach fan. All right, guys. I really, we could talk till we're blue in the face. I don't think that there's a conspiracy out there. I don't think that the Colts are throwing any games, okay? So we move forward. Colts, Bengals tomorrow. Joshua, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? The Colts got to win. What do they got to do?
The Colts have to finish the deal. First of all, if they could finish games this year, we would be sitting here right now, realistically, at 4-1 without Peyton Manning. We should have beaten Cleveland. We should have beaten Pittsburgh. We should have beat Tampa Bay. We should have beat Kansas City. If we could finish the game, that would be a big help. DeLon Carter's probably going to get his first start tomorrow. He needs to go for 100 yards, and he just continue to go to the run all day long. Cincinnati has a great secondary. Curtis Painter, when he does throw the football, needs to make the simple throws, not necessarily the spectacular ones. He seems to rather want to wow everybody in the stands instead of making the quick 7-yard slant pass. He wants to throw this 80-yard bomb. Dallas Clark, it's time to step up and show you still want to be a member of this team. There's been some rumors you might be traded. There's been some rumors you might be unhappy. Maybe it's the way Painter throws the football. Whatever it is, enough of the job season. If you can't catch it, stay on the sideline.
All right, Brian, you're up. What are the Colts got to do to beat the Bengals?
Well, I think since he has a mediocre defense, and our quarterback, I think he should be able to exploit most of that defense. I mean, it's not a veteran defense. I mean, it's still young and everything. Our offensive line shouldn't have a problem with their defensive line. Whoever had Garcon in fantasy playing, because I think he's going to get 2 touchdowns again. Painter probably throw for 300. And I think we just need to finish the game. We just need to finish the game, play all the way through. And I heard the rumors about trades and stuff, but I mean, you just think, why would you want to leave that team? I mean, anybody, why would you want to leave that team? I mean, Payton's going to be back next year. It's going to be back to normal. This is just, it's just one of those years. I think we can do it, and we can get, pull out the win.
And that's right. It is one of those years. Every team has. Look at New England. New England had to deal without Tom Brady. Kansas City had a great year last year. Look at them. I mean, it just goes across the league. It's bound to happen. It's the NFL. And, we can sit here and dissect what's going on. But really, it is what it is, to coin a famous saying. And we just gotta work through it.
So we've been spoiled the last 10 years. Playoffs
exactly
every year,
right.
And then,
Well, you're absolutely right. Well, let's go back a little bit. Back in the summertime, when looking ahead at the 2011 NFL schedule, let's say a week 6 game was being previewed as having one team that have gotten off to a good start and trying to maintain the momentum against a sad sack unit. Sad sack. I said sad sack. That's right. Get a sack. Sad sack. I like that. How about a coin that? Sad sack. Hey, guys. Sad sack. Sad sack. Sad sack this. Anyway, exactly how many people would have labeled the former entry as the Cincinnati Bengals as the latter to the Indianapolis Colts? I don't think any of us. Sad sack. Hey, guys, I'm going to say that all day long. Sad sack. I wonder how many times I can say that. I just like seeing sack. I mean, I don't know. Something about saying sack just makes hey, but entering Sundays,
okay.
We digress. But entering Sunday's mid-October matchup between the two clubs at Lucas Oil Stadium, and the reversal of fortune is nearly complete. Guys, the Colts have to beat the Bengals. We've already said that. And I tell you what, a 30-20 win at Jacksonville last Sunday was the latest step in the quick process of the Bengals. And they've got themselves a pretty good rookie quarterback. So on the flip side of it, you know, the Colts have to win, but also the Bengals have a pretty good team, this year, Josh. So, you know, meanwhile the Colts are continuing to search the formula, for their best ingredient, maybe it's a sad sack. I got it. You know, guys, when Gary gets on here, I'm just gonna say it. I'm just gonna say sad sack, and see if see what the reaction's gonna be. Josh, get me out of this. Get me out of my sack. It's sad.
All right. Well, the Bengals do have a great rookie quarterback. And Dalton's pretty good kid. He wasn't that highly thought of coming out of the draft necessarily. But I don't know about anybody else. I'm ready for Freeney's search for 100 to be over. I'm ready for him to get to 100 sacks, although it's the one lone bright spot the Indianapolis Colts really have going for him this year is Freeney's pursuit of his 100th sack. He's now two away. You would think he would have a decent chance to get it against a rookie quarterback in an inexperienced line at Cincinnati tomorrow. So, Brian, do you think he gets to 100 tomorrow?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, it's, you know, like I said, I mean, Bengals. I mean, yeah, they have a you know, pretty decent team, but they're also young and inexperienced. And when we got veterans and, you know, three and Mathis, you know, on the end, we should be able to get to them. I think we should be able to get to them maybe, you know, four or five times tomorrow. Not just, you know, free, but I mean, I think overall four or five sacks.
Let's talk a little bit about DeLon Carter. We talked about him a little bit in the fantasy football. We don't talk about him a lot, but with Joseph Addai hurt, Carter could see a lot of action tomorrow, guys. Josh, what do you think about DeLon Carter tomorrow and as opposed to Donald Brown or Joseph Addai? But we know that Joseph Addai is having issues coming into the game tomorrow. So one would think that Brown and Carter are going to split carries. But what are your thoughts on DeLon Carter tomorrow, Josh?
Well, I really like DeLon Carter. I've given him a nickname. I kind of thought it might catch on with some people. Apparently, I'm the only one who sees this. He reminds me of a minibus, a smaller version of Jerome Bettis. They're kind of built the same. He may not be quite as hefty as Jerome Bettis, but he reminds me of a mini version of the bus. So I think he has a great chance to have a great game tomorrow, and I think he'll go well over 100 yards.
Brian, what do you think about Carter?
I've always said I like him. I mean, there's something about him, just, you know, his footwork and his explosiveness, be able to cut back and, you know, take a couple guys with him to get an extra few yards. I mean, you know, he breaks off a few plays for, you know, 8-plus, you know, yards. And I don't know about 100, but I think it's going to be pretty close. I'd say at least 80. I'd say it's safe to do at least 80 yards.
All right, guys. I tell you one thing. It's going to be a good game, and I just a couple things here while we're waiting on Gary Snyder to give us a call is a couple things that I want to touch on and make sure that we get out there. You know, Painter's under a lot of pressure. I mean, and I mean, it's possible that this will be one of the toughest games Curtis Painter has had so far as in his face type of thing. And the Bengals have 13 sacks. No sad sacks there. Sad sack in five games. They're going to bring it in all directions. They're going to blitz it up. They're going to mix it up, mix and match, shake and bake. That guy who's got one of those really long jersey names. I call them long jersey names because dudes like me don't know how to say it. Oche Makoka Mahaka? Ochahaka! What is it with the Bengals and the long teams and the long names? I mean, I don't get it. Who's your mama? All right, only two, but still, no sad sacks there. In fact, they might get a lot of sacks. So do you think Painter will feel the pressure tomorrow with the sad sacks going on?
I personally do not. There's one element of Painter's game that he has a little bit in college he hasn't done in the NFL. Painter wasn't necessarily the best running quarterback in college, but he could do it. I don't know if he's being instructed to stand there and not run the football, but he hasn't even attempted one quarterback keeper yet. I think tomorrow we might see him attempt one or two.
Brian?
Yeah, I mean, I never really watched college, but I mean, I try to watch, you know, I looked at some Painter highlights, and I know what you're talking about, you know, scrambling around a little bit, and seemed like he was, you know, a pretty decent runner. I mean, I could see that happening. But, I mean, if you got a minute, I got a question for you guys. What happens if by the end of the year, I mean, we all have to agree that Painter ain't doing actually too bad. I mean, he, you know, I mean, I don't even know. I mean, I think he's thrown, what, one pick? Has he thrown one pick?
No, I don't think he has a pick yet.
Okay. Well, he's doing decent. I think he's looking pretty good. I mean, he's not the Curtis Painter we see in the preseason. If he keeps this up and we win five or six games by the end of the year, what happens as far as our backup? I mean, you think that he could possibly be the one to replace Manning? Because, I mean, I wasn't a believer in the preseason, in any preseason, you know, but I think that there might be some opportunity there with him. Oh, what do you guys think?
I'll go ahead and go first. Yes, I do think he could be the replacement to Manning. Given enough time, everybody wants to say Curtis Painter's had three great games, but he hasn't won yet. Manning didn't win a game until his 14th start in the National Football League. Manning looked worse in his first three games than Painter's ever looked. I think Painter has a stronger arm than Peyton Manning does. I can't believe I'm actually saying that, but he's proven it. Painter has a stronger arm than Manning does. He's younger than Manning does. He's a bit more mobile, a bit more athletic. Manny's by far a better quarterback, but that's because he could stand there and he sees everything on the field and he basically runs the offense. I've never thought Manny was the most athletic quarterback. Painter is totally different type of quarterback, but yes, I think he could be a serviceable starter. He's never going to be a Drew Brees, a Tom Brady, or Peyton Manning. He could be like Carson Palmer over in Cincinnati, or Phillip Rivers, or an Eli Manning. He could be somebody like that. But I don't know if we necessarily need to draft Andrew Luck. What do you think, Tom?
You know what? I don't even have time to get into this conversation, especially after we spent the first 15 minutes of this conversation talking about what the Colts talk about on halftime and whether or not they're going to get Luck. Now, we can't have best of both worlds. You guys are flipping the coin on me like, oh, now Painter's a good starter. We'll do it another day. Sad sacks. Both of y'all are sad sacks. You're out of here. Sad sack. Man. You know, I am going to start, really, that's what I'm going to start doing. Callers, listeners, guests, if they say something stupid that I don't like on my show as El Presidente, you will be sad sacked. Sad sacked, both of you. All right.
Sad sack.
So, 3D. I need help, y'all. Freeney versus Whitworth. I like Colts team, and we talked about this a while ago. Colts defense and defensive end Dwight Freeney, 1.5 sacks from reaching 100 in his career. No sad sacks there. And to be honest, he has played one of the best football of the season, despite the Colts' lack of success on the scoreboard. Andrew Whitworth is a sixth-year left tackle, and he's huge, 6 foot, 6 foot seven, 335 pounds. That's a freaking Mack truck. But he will not be overpowered and easily fooled by the Freeney span. Free spin. Guys, so what do you think? I think the White Freeney can make the difference in the game tomorrow. What do you think?
So do I, but I think Freeney can make a huge difference, but the guy who's going to have to win the game for us on defense is Pat Ingram and Dwight Freeney. They both have to win the game. They can't do it independent of each other.
Brian?
I agree. I mean, you know, the defense needs to come together, you know, finish, and I don't care how big you are. I mean, Freeney's fast, and he has his moves. He has his special moves. He has, you know, he has that, I don't even know how you describe the one move. I mean, he gets down pretty much on his side and, you know, comes around the corner and, you know, gets the sack. I mean, I don't know what he calls that move, but I don't know if there is a name for it. But, I mean, I don't care how big you are. You just, you know, when he has you, he has you.
Right. Absolutely. All right, guys. We certainly want to we're waiting with anxious breath. The guy who doesn't even know that he's going to get sad sacked, but he is going to get sad sacked. Mr. Gary Snyder. We'll be back here. Hopefully he'll be joining us soon. I know he's got dad duty today, and he's got dad duty, and Notre Dame's on a bye week, so he's doing all kinds of honeydew stuff. I don't know. We'll be right back. When we get back, we're going to continue talking Colts football with Super Colts fan Mr. Brian Jensen and $2 Bill Josh. Two guys with sad sacks. Hopefully they can get a pair of time. We'll get back. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Welcome back. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. This is the Balance Gridiron. We are in the last quarter of the show, and we are talking Colts football with the man with his very own jersey, Mr. $2 Bill Josh, Super Colts fan Brian Jensen, two guys that have been sad sacked for today. Hopefully they can redeem themselves. We're waiting on Mr. Gary Snyder to give us a call. And again, guys, I want to point out, this is a lot of fun we're having here on Monday through Friday from the hours of 5 to 6 p.m. right here on the Balance Radio Network, coast to coast. You guys will probably tune in and say, what is going on? We just moved the furniture around a little bit. Myself and $2 Bill Josh and Gary Snyder of the Gary Snyder Show have joined forces, and we have taken sports, politics, and pop culture, meshed it all up in a great big old cake mix. Sounds pretty good. I tell you, we're having a lot of fun with it. And, Josh, I know you've been able to be on the show a little bit. What are your thoughts about the new weekday look of the Balance / Gary Snyder Show?
I really, really like it. It's kind of like we talked about the other day. We could debate politics. We can debate pop culture. We could debate sports. So it's kind of a weekly debate show. Also, Brian, I wanted to let you know we talked about it last week after Tom left the air. Yes, Jeff George is the offensive coordinator over at Warren Central.
Well, there you go. All right, guys, we are still talking some Colts football. We're waiting on Mr. Gary Snyder to give us a call. He should be joining us any time here. Let's talk a little bit about my guy, number 44. I love this guy. Got a man crush on him. Not afraid to admit it. Mr. Dallas Clark. What's up with the hands of Clark? I don't know. Colts tight end Dallas Clark has dropped 6 passes this season. I don't know if it's his injury or what it is, but it usually takes him 2 seasons to reach that many. Some wonder if his wrist injury from last season has caused an issue, or he's just simply not using it enough, and it's caused him to be in a slump. I tell you what, Curtis Painter could use an extra tool out there. Not that Clark is a tool by any stretch of the imagination, but we need to be able to use Dallas Clark. What's going on with him, Josh?
I don't know, but speaking of stat sacks, that's what Dallas Clark has been so far this year. Brian, what do you think it is? I don't know if it's chemistry, if it's his wrist injury, but last Sunday is the first time I've ever heard the fans at Lucas Oil Stadium boo Dallas Clark directly.
Yeah, that was I would have to admit I was probably one of the ones booing too, but you know, I just think that it's just the luck that we're having this year. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just pretty much sums up kind of the year that we're having. I mean, it's just, you know, he's just dropping passes and that's just not like him. And I don't know if it's because of the wrist injury he had last year or not, but I really don't think it's anything to worry about. I think, you know, he'll pull out of it and he'll end up being the Dallas Clark we all know.
All righty. Hope so. Mr. Dallas Clark, we miss you, buddy. Come on back. All right, guys, let's talk about something else. Secondary concern, our secondary team. Talking about Colts quarterback and Gerard Powers and his hamstring injury could keep him out against the Bengals. And finally, guy who's not on injured reserve list anymore, the guy with his very own mug and does not and has not been sad sacked today, Mr. Gary Snyder. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Oh, just coming off a big hockey win in the Mike division. The great team beats the purple team 16-11.
So they weren't sad sacked, huh?
No, they weren't.
I love it. Because you don't even know what we're talking about. It's usually like jumping into a conversation. You have no idea what we're talking about. We were talking
no
about
clue.
The Colts earlier on. It's kind of like one of those meat explosions in the mouth things, you know, that gets legs. It just goes all by itself. We were talking about breaking down the Colts and the Bengals, and I just said the word sad sack, and it just stuck out. And so now I'm sad sacking everybody. So, dude, you haven't been sad sacked yet. That's an honor to get sad sacked. You've got to earn that. These two guys here, Super Colts fan Mr. Brian Jensen and $2 Bill Josh, have been sad sacked today. So just letting you know that if you get sad sacked, brother, it's on you. It's permanently branded.
Is that one of those things that you kind of say and then you think about it afterwards and then you just think, maybe that wasn't the best use choice of words, but you have to stick with it anyway.
That's exactly right. And I like saying sack. And here's the thing. These guys, check this out. When we started talking here just a few minutes ago, they were saying, and I'm not making this up. If I could replay the tape right now, I would do it. Here's what they were both saying. Well, they went on the halftime of Kansas City and Caldwell said, throw the game, and because we want luck. Well, they didn't exactly say that, but that's kind of what they were saying. Then we start talking about Curtis Painter, dude, and they say, well, Curtis Painter's a very viable starter. Well, I don't even know why we need Andrew Luck. They got sad sack. Both of them have been sad sack. Anyway, so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the Colts. Obviously, Notre Dame's on a bye week. And we're also talking about the new and refreshed look with the Balance across the Balance Radio Network here. That we just moved the furniture around a little bit, Monday through Friday, 5 to 6. We join your show where we take pop culture, sports, and politics and mesh it all up and all worlds collide. And I tell you what, Gary Snyder, I'll hand it off to him. He's got his own coffee mug for a reason. This guy can pull guests. He actually had former Secretary of State George Shultz on the air with him. And I tell you what, that's why this guy is going to get sad sack. Y'all need to learn a lot from Mr. Snyder.
How about Lee Swill yesterday, a Fox News analyst? That was pretty cool, too. And Al Roker coming up November 7th.
And she's also following you. She's only got 100. She only follows 136 people on Twitter, and you are one of those, dude.
I'm also followed by Eric Erickson of RedState.com, and the other big one is David Limbaugh, brother of Rush Limbaugh, and TJ Lavin. For all you X gamers out there, he also follows me.
See, guys, that's why Gary Snyder is not sad.
We got a sad sack, Gary, for self-promotion.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, self-promotion.
Shameless self-promotion.
All right, well, let's get back on target here. And I know that you're kind of coming in on the tail end of this, but we're talking about the Indianapolis Colts and the Bengals. Gary, in your mind and your thoughts, what does the Colts have to do? They have to get a win. We need them to have a win. They go against the Bengals. What has to happen tomorrow?
They have to score more points than the Bengals. Period.
Bullseye. See, that's why this guy is in sad sack. How does that happen?
By scoring touchdowns and stopping the other team from scoring touchdowns.
There we go. See, he breaks it down real simple.
You just don't get that analysis just everywhere.
No. Heck no, that's why you got your own coffee mug, dude. All right, well, we need to talk.
Hey, just a heads up. If you get one of my coffee mugs, if you get my mug on your mug, you better make sure you drink it with the left hand, because if you drink with the right hand, your lips are on my head.
I think that was by design, and Josh is right. Your self-promotion is out of hand, brother. Out of hand.
Hey, it's shameless self-promotion.
Well, we were talking about the secondary when you joined the call, and I was talking about Colts quarterback Gerard Powers, and he's got a hamstring injury that could keep him out against the Bengals, which I think would be bad news for the Colts. But not so bad for Jacob Lacy with another vulnerable corner in the lineup. Lacy might not get picked up quite as much, but he's only a member of the Colts secondary that keeps playing week after week after week. Bethea does a nice job, guys, what are your thoughts on the Colts secondary? Josh, we'll start with you.
I think the Colts secondary is a little beat up, and I've been trying to research this topic all year, so I'm just going to go ahead and ask our esteemed panel here. Does anybody know if David Caldwell is the son of Jim Caldwell? Because if you look at their pictures, they look a heck of a lot like each other.
Is that because they're both black?
They have the same kind of face.
Hey, you know what? Hold on, John. I'm pretty sure that's racist. True, but probably racist.
That's right. Why don't you just throw in some chicken and watermelon with that question there, Josh? Gee.
I think that's probably even more racist.
I have no idea. How would I know an answer to that, Josh? I asked you about the secondary, and you now, dude, you're going to be sad sack before the show even starts. Again. Colts secondary, Josh. What the... I don't know. No, I don't know. Maybe he is his love child. I don't know. But what's that got to do with the Colts secondary?
I mean, he starts at safety for the Colts. That's the reason I was wondering, because he kind of looks like a younger version of Jim Caldwell, because they have the same eyes and ears and everything.
There you go. Hey, why don't you just go on Tosh next week?
I tell you what, I don't know. We're right up there with Fuzzy Zeller now. I'm going to throw a hot dog at Tiger Woods. I mean, geez. Brian, what? Get us out of this. What's going on with the Colts secondary?
I don't know if
hey,
I want to jump to this topic.
We don't even know what the hell to say now.
Yeah. I don't know.
Out of here.
Yeah, I'm just...
Nah, move on.
All right, let's just try to change. We'll talk about the times of possession. Possession. Now, see, now you've got me relating possession to slavery. It just, to all of our African American listeners, we're just razzing you. We know you guys get in the conversation, and it gets a little crazy. Okay, let's really get back on target here. The Colts. See, this is why Gary Snyder comes to the show. You just never know what's going to happen and how it happens between Gary and Josh. I'm always just thrown off. But one thing I do want to get in, because we only got a few more minutes left here.
Tom, real quick, Tom. There's a reason I'm called an a-hole when I go to kindergarten graduation.
I believe it. I really do. I really do believe it. All right, the Colts' defense have been on the field way too long. We know that. Opponents are averaging 35 minutes and 29 seconds of possession every game. The Colts have surrendered 36 of 73 on third down conversions, 49.3%, and three out of three fourth down conversions. By contrast, Indy's offense is converting only 32.6% of its third downs, 21 of 64. Colts linebacker Pat Anger, I like him a lot, though. We've talked about that on your show, Gary, him as well on your show. And Connor ranked 1 and 2 in the NFL in tackles. They're good, but those stats are the result of too many plays. What do we got to do to keep the defense off the field so much, Josh?
Well, we got to keep them to three and outs. We got to force the other team not to get first downs.
Easy. All right, Brian.
Well,
Brian,
I'll get a lot more in depth with that. Okay, the averages are based on the entire year. So I mean, the first few games are with Kerry Collins, and those games are three and out, and so I mean, those numbers are going to be a little bit high, but I mean, I think if you take the average of Painter in there, it's a lot lower than the season average. So I mean, I think it pretty much comes down to it. We got to drive down the field and score. That's basics. But I mean, three and outs. I mean, I think we have a better job with Painter than Collins, obviously.
Gary, do you have anything on that time of possession?
No, I would agree. I think that number's probably up a little bit since Kerry Collins came off the field. Apparently, he thought he was playing basketball and was throwing bounce passes to everybody. But I'm just glad we got out of a segment here that nothing racist was said again.
We almost made it. Hey guys, here's what we do want to do. We're gonna come back. And we have brought back to the Balanced Gridiron something Josh and I started a long time ago, the Sunday Picks. Sunday! When we get back, we're going to go right through the picks. Hopefully we'll be able to get all the teams in, and obviously the first pick we're going to do will be the Colts and the Bengals. What are your thoughts on that? When we get back, we're going to do the Sunday Picks. Sunday!
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com. Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email.
Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Phenomena. All right, kiddos, we are back. Balance Gridiron, last segment. Time for the Sunday picks. All right, we're going to start with the Colts and the Bengals. Real quickly, guys, because we've got a lot of teams to get through. Colts, Bengals, Josh.
Colts.
Brian.
Colts.
Gary.
You know, since the Bengals and the Colts, I can't tell them apart since they all look alike anyway out there. I'm going to say a tie.
We're not going to let it go. Oh, my God, Gary. Okay, we're going to. I'm going to go with Colts. I like Gary got sad sack for not letting us get at. We're not letting us start a segment without going there. Anyway, Carolina and Atlanta. Josh.
Atlanta.
Brian.
Carolina.
And Gary.
Carolina.
Now, here's a matchup I like. I think it's going to be a great game, by the way, guys. San Francisco, Detroit. Oh, by the way, I pick Atlanta on that last game. But go ahead, Josh.
Niners.
San Francisco,
huge.
Detroit. Brian.
Niners.
Detroit.
I'm going with the Lions.
I like the Lions, too. Lions are showing me some good stuff. This next one should be a pretty easy pick for everybody out there, but St. Louis, Green Bay. Josh.
Green Bay.
Brian.
Green Bay.
And Gary.
Green Bay.
And I'm going to go with Green Bay. That's pretty easy. All right, Buffalo, New York, Giants. Josh.
Bills.
Brian.
Bills.
Gary.
Bills.
I like the Bills, too, but I think this is going to be a good week for the Giants. I'm going to go for the Giants. Jacksonville, Pittsburgh.
Steelers.
Brian.
Pittsburgh.
Gary.
Steelers.
You know what? Good game at Pittsburgh. You have to almost always go with Pittsburgh, so I'm going to go with Pittsburgh on this one. Although I think Jacksonville is going to really put it to him, especially after that game against the Bengals last week. Philadelphia, Washington, Josh.
Eagles.
Brian.
Oh, Washington.
I like the Redskins a lot, but they've been struggling. And the Eagles with Vic, I'm going to have to go with the Eagles on this one. Super hot Houston against the.
I'll take the Redskins too. By the way,
sorry. Apologize. Y'all sound alike. I just got sad sacked. All right, everybody's been sad sacked today. Houston and Baltimore.
Texans.
Brian.
Baltimore.
Gary.
Baltimore.
All right, guys, we got about 60 seconds to go through these real quick. Cleveland, Oakland, Josh.
Oakland.
Brian.
Cleveland.
Gary.
Cleveland.
All right, guys, Dallas, New England.
Cowboys.
Brian.
Patriots.
And Gary.
Cowboys.
All right. Guys, we are out of time. We are officially out of time. But real quickly, Mr. Josh, 1 minute timeout. Take us out.
Dan Walden has arrived from 2012 IndyCar season. He is taking over the number 7 GoDaddy car driven this year by Danica Patrick. Sam Hornish Jr. is expected to re-sign with Penske in the IndyCar series.
Well, there you go, guys. Face-changing news breaking from IndyCar. Guys, we're going to be back Monday, 5 p.m., right here on the Blog Talk Radio across the nation for the Balance and Gary Snyder Show. We're out of here.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Well, bravo.
More.
More.
More.